Hiya, hello wrestling fans, and welcome to the 1986 canon. I'm Joe Murata, that's Michael Quinn.
Howdy.
Hello there, Michael. And this is for WWF Superstars of Wrestling, September 20th, 1986.
Got confused there. I was like, what is this?
Yeah, Superstars now.
Superstars of Wrestling, yeah.
Doing that now. Week three of Superstars. The
Trace.
Final one from the Providence, Rhode Island taping, the first taping.
I feel like once we get out of the first taping, that's when, like, okay, now we're cooking here.
I think there'll be some cook.
Yeah.
I think there'll be some food. Folks, we hope this is good for you to start your weekend off right here on April the 18th. We really do appreciate you being with us here. And actually, the 19th, right? Whatever Friday is.
Whatever day it
whatever
is.
Whatever day. This is live.
Know. Yeah.
This is live. I just forgot the day. But thank you guys so much for being with us here. In all seriousness, we really, really do appreciate you. Couple of quick things, and then we're going to get right into the September 20th canon. The first thing is, if you're wondering, hey, did you guys ever do 82 or 83 or 84 or 85?
Did that.
Did all of it. You can get it at patreon.com/OVP podcast. You can also get the monthly Canon Plus specials. Canon Plus is where we augment, if you will.
Yeah.
We augment it.
It's very augmented.
A lot of augmentation. Uh-huh. This weekly canon, where we're going to do all the big events, including the big event. We did that already.
I'm glad we're done with that.
We are done with
never
that.
Never have to watch this show. Remember after that, we were like, we never have to ever watch the big event in our lives
ever
again.
I never will. But you can watch it along with us if you'd like. And we're talking everything. WrestleMania 1 and 2, the Wrestling Classic around there, all the Saturday Night's main events so far.
Right.
We got more coming. All the big stuff once a month on Canon Plus. That's right down here, patreon.com/OVP podcast.
The plus means more.
The plus means more. And it's only $2 a month. You don't have to spend that much more. Get it?
Yeah.
But the other thing, the crown jewel, if you will.
The crown jewel, baby.
Of our Patreon is the pay-per-view reviews. Now, these are different than the canon. I want to explain this so everyone's clear. The canon is where we watch it and talk about it. You can listen or you can watch the video version.
Yeah.
The pay-per-view reviews, these are audio podcasts. You ever heard of a podcast?
Yeah.
They
were once popular.
They were once very popular. Conrad Thompson was a big name in them.
Yeah.
And we're not, but
Glenn Butler Spectacular was another popular one as well.
Yes, it was. But people really do seem to like, in all seriousness, our pay-per-view reviews, and you can give them a try at patreon.com/OVP podcast. It's every WWF pay-per-view in order. WrestleMania 1 to In Your House, Revenge of Taker, April 97, have all been covered. Coming up in a couple of weeks, Quinn, will be In Your House for May of 97, A Cold Day in Hell.
Yes. Very exciting.
We watched those Raws together, incidentally, in between. The very rare.
I got done with those Raws already, like immediately, and I was like, I want to just watch this pay-per-view, but
yeah,
you have to wait.
You have to wait a little bit. But here's the skinny on this. All the stuff on Patreon, which is the 82 to 85 canon, the Canon Plus, all of the pay-per-views free for a week at patreon.com/OVP podcast.
Really a hot deal.
It is a hot deal because you don't have to spend anything. You ever do a free trial? And then you ever do this? You ever do a free trial, Quinn, and then you just cancel it?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
You can do that with us, and we won't even get offended. Not joking, really. If you want to give it a shot, if you know that I just want to see a few things and I'm out,
yeah,
go for it. If you're open to staying longer, be my guest. But it's patreon.com/OVP podcast. Okay. The other thing that we got to mention, contractually obligated to, and then we're done here, is we have a non-wrestling show that we do.
Right, not very. It's not.
Not.
It has nothing.
No wrestling.
I think we did a wrestling episode.
Just one.
Yeah.
It's called Assawash Memories, and it comes out every single Monday. It's a retro pop culture show. We talk about all sorts of stuff. Most recently, we talked about, what did we talk about most recently?
Most recently?
Yeah, most recently. Woodstock 99.
Woodstock 99, and I had my great idea, and everyone seems
Quinfest.
To be on board with that.
Quinstock, yes.
It's a very loving idea.
Yeah, that was great. It was very, very wholesome, I think.
I think it could work.
Speaking of loving,
it's going to be bigger than Woodstock.
Speaking of loving and wholesome, Monday we're going to be picking up where we left off with Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Yes, we're going to cover seasons 4 and 5 because you know what? We got to take these two by two now.
They're big.
They're big.
They're too big.
So coming up on Monday for episode number 68, Seinfeld Part 2, Seasons 4 and 5 on Assawash Memories. And that is it for the particulars. Quinn, a new week in the canon means a new week in the calendar. Is there something now?
Well, let's see. I mean, Richard was recently here, and I think he amended this. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. He's like, you got a pen, mate, or whatever he kept saying.
He wrote crap in here.
All right. So what do we have?
What is it, September?
20th.
September the 20th. All right. So, he wrote stuff in here. We got Mad Dog Vachon on the 14th.
Oh, yeah, he works here.
Adrian Adonis.
He does.
Yeah, he's very much
very
Elvira
adorable.
On the 17th.
Elvira,
notable,
WrestleMania 2 superstar.
Notable WWE luminary.
Yeah.
And on the 20th, Greg Hammer time.
All right, good for Greg Hammer time.
Now that Richard came and amended the calendar, we got a bunch of birthdays.
Yes, that we should also mention the most recent Canon Plus, which just came out on Wednesday, Fiche and Cleeps.
Fiche and Cleep.
Where Richard put together a really bizarre compilation of a September 86
bizarre
for us.
Bizarre is definitely a word for it, yes.
But I'll tell you one thing we watched on it was the previous Holy Grail match between Bret Hart and Tom McGee.
Yeah, Mr. McGee, yeah. Mega Man. He's going to be on this episode, right?
Yeah, definitely. We're going to see a lot of them.
That was just a preview.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Gotta say, though, it wasn't that bad, that match.
There was a lot of bad crap on that, yeah, though.
There's a lot of bad crap in a lot of this.
Frankie Lee, what was his
Frankie
name?
Frankie Lane, yes.
Yes, horrible.
Folks, going on in the Superstars canon
Steve
right here.
Regal.
Steve Regal, yeah, Mr. Electricity himself. Bear, remember, mm-hmm. Don't forget Bear. Going on in the Superstars canon, what we do know is next week, not until next week, Roddy Piper and Adrian and Adonis will have some kind of debate.
Yeah, they need an extra week to make the debate
prepare, yeah.
Stuff and everything.
And to do it for the new live crowd.
Yeah.
But without any further ado, let's bring up the scope. 3, 2, 1, scope! There it is. It is time to see what
Looking
Superstars...
very rustic this week.
Well, it is rustling, Quinn.
Yeah.
Superstars Wrestling, September 20th, 1986. David Navarro.
Dave Navarro. Symbol of excellence. Is he going to wrestle?
I hope so. Yeah. Jane's Addiction. I got to say, though, Quinn.
This week on the wrestling, we're going to show some pastels and shit.
I forgot we always get the cold open now, so we can't talk yet. You know, we have to.
Excitement. Yes, indeed, with its capacity.
Are they booing? Excitement.
Maybe there's a heel in the ring.
Probably. Everybody, oh, new feed. Great. I love that noise.
At least it sounds a little better. What is he wearing? A witch's hat?
Yes.
Here's a look now. And who's who on the coming card this week? In just a moment.
I hope that goes away.
Welcome to Nintendo.
I gotta
it's
say,
a good system.
I do have to say, I'm glad we switched formats, man.
It's much better.
I'm ready for the faster paced. You know,
I can't wait till these clips on here are even like better.
They do update them, right? They definitely
I
do.
I think they do.
I think. I hope they do.
Or it's only from like the new format.
Doesn't this run till 89? This song?
Yeah.
I think it's till 89.
This week on the Superstars of Wrestling, Leaping Lanny.
Okay.
Why are they blurring out the background? Really
maybe someone's giving the finger.
Slater,
oh, yeah.
He's glowing.
Still here.
Why is he with Lanny Poffo?
Was he?
Yeah, in that picture.
They're buzzing, McMahon.
They aren't.
This is definitely third taping, Quinn.
Yeah.
The preparation for the debate.
Showdown that's going to happen next week.
What does that look like?
I don't know.
World Wrestling Federation champion. He's going to assess the incident with Mr. Wonderful.
And he's still pissed about that?
I thought he was going to wrestle.
Oh, the three of them? Sheik, Hernandez, and Volkov?
Wow.
Okay.
Dog and
Steel.
Very successful thus far.
Steel.
Why are they? No!
Only an update. He's not wrestling yet, Joe. It's good.
How much shit is on this show? It's Superstars.
These idiots are going to be here.
Yeah, but that means Johnny V will be here.
I hope not.
Ooh!
No.
Feature match.
Oh, that's starting.
Good.
That's the first match. Trying to keep the audiences here.
Yeah, really. Hell yeah. Look at Dapper.
Is there any of you have, like, puffy pants on? What was that? It looked like he had hammer pants on from far away.
He does manage Greg Valentine. Yeah. Theoretically.
Well, he is a hammer.
Jimmy Hart technically manages him still.
That's true.
We're not really serious, but we kind of are.
They already said this. I know it's been a while,
it's been like
but
a year now.
I don't forget.
I know.
Pepperidge Farms are members.
Well, that's true. They do. Do you like that robe? Because I think that robe is dumpy.
Oh,
that
that's
Valentine
definitely
has.
His dump robe. That's his, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Well, why are they still getting a poosh? Why?
Well, we'll see how much poosh they're getting. If they win, that'll determine. Because both teams are, like, in the crapper right now. Dream Team hasn't done dick.
Are they trying to be exciting here because they're like, oh, Johnny V's team, they beat this team for the World Tag Team titles, but these weren't them. Like,
it's they just the want you to forget.
Yeah, this is like the fake version.
It is very sequel, this team. Nothing against Dan Spivey. Nothing against him.
Yeah, but it's a bad sequel. It's like the sequel where they like cancel the franchise after the second one.
There's movies like that.
Yeah.
I just can't think of any off the top of my head. Who do you think wins, though, in all seriousness? I can't tell.
There's no way the American Express is winning this. It's not even the good version.
Yeah. I mean, the Dream Team have been crap, but I think you're right.
Maybe this is like just like we need the Dream Team to seem semi
relevant.
Relevant.
Yeah, maybe. Contenders.
Get a win here.
I think I'm with you, Quinn. I think I'm going to go with
heels. If they lose here, then this run is really just dead DOA at this point.
DOA, yeah. Dropped down there by Valentine, back up.
It means dead on arrival, if you didn't know.
It means Disciples of Apocalypse, right. too. All right, Valentine
or
going to
dead
work
or
here.
Dead or alive, the video game.
It does. Kick off there, Valentine in the turnbuckles, Rotundo with a body slam. I gotta say, Quinn, I like Rotundo's work. It's just that he has no personality.
I hate him.
It's not that bad. Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer, you know.
Well, that's unfortunate.
What is wrong with Mike Rotundo? He's not that bad.
He's never been that good.
No.
Ever.
I really do fundamentally sound disagree with you on that. Because
that means boring, Joe.
He's crisp in the ring. He doesn't hurt people. I don't know.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he should be in the Hall of Fame. Like, the best of the best should be in the Hall of Fame. Not some guy.
Weren't
that's
you advocating
adequate.
For the Brooklyn Brawler on the Hall of Fame not
he's
long ago?
He's the best of the jobbers. He's best in class.
He's one of the best. I don't know.
Best in class, Joe.
Mike Sharp was good.
What class is Mike Rotundo the best in?
Trigonometry.
Exactly. That's not a wrestling class. Just saying.
Dean Douglas's class.
Yeah.
Was he Dean Douglas's principal? Sorry.
Maybe.
Anyway, we're doing leg work now.
Yeah. Leg day here.
Greg Leg Day Valentine. Enziguri by Michael. See, he can bring it, Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Spivey. Come on, tagging Beefcake. What are you doing, Hammer?
I've been playing this Tekken a lot lately, right? They should put. I saw John Cena as the bad guy. You know where he's a superhero? What is that called? The Justice Maker? What? Does anybody know John Cena? He's in Mortal Kombat.
I've heard of John Cena.
And I'm like, why don't they put.
Why is he in Mortal Kombat?
As Peacemaker. That's it.
Okay.
As a
leg
guest
drop
character,
by Spivey.
I'm thinking, I play this Tekken.
One. Two cup.
They should put.
Out.
They should put a wrestler in.
Yeah, who?
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan and Tekken. Yeah. Here comes Beefcake.
Somebody.
Hi, Ian. Yeah, somebody.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk
and
Hogan.
Can you imagine you do like leg drops to people and shit? Like,
hey, fuck it. It would work.
That'd be the best like when you're down move there ever
be
was.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Gotta mention Dave Durrell is the referee here for the record. Yeah, Dave Hebner.
You hate him so much.
No, I like Dave Durrell.
Dave Durrell.
I don't like Earl
Durrell.
You
like Dave, right?
Dave Hebner's good and not annoying. And obnoxious.
I think you're just being contrary, Andrew. I think
a lot
that
of people agree with
Earl
that.
Earl is fine.
No.
Dave is fine. They're fine.
And a lot of people share my philosophy.
Who are these people? I'll have a word with them
George
about
Borey.
This.
George Borey. Do you want to talk to him?
George Borey, come on.
Pete Winston, you ever heard of him? You ever heard of Peter Winston?
Peter, come on.
Peter, pumpkin eater. All right, all 4 minutes.
What is this nonsense?
As Vince would say, it's a melee.
It's a brouhaha.
Yeah.
It's a real Donnybrook.
Yeah. Fracas.
Yeah.
All right, Rotundo gets the airplane spin on Beef. Crowd's into that.
Please don't win.
No, please do. I don't care. Cover, but referee.
Wait, John V's in the ring.
Good. Come on, Johnny. Oh, wait.
Just the blatant elbow. Just didn't give a shit.
That was actually
wait,
really...
Did he not DQ him?
I think he will. Wait, he didn't?
Oh, my God. It's not over, Joe.
What? Johnny V doing spots? No, he called
okay,
it. All right, so faces win by DQ, so they might as well lost.
Yeah.
That's great, though. Johnny V just like the blatant... I have to do an elbow.
The schmoz ending.
My favorite macaroni.
They put John V in Tekken. I kick his ass.
You could play as him and be even better, Quinn.
No, no, thank you.
Don't leave home without it.
I'm not going to switch to John V in Tekken.
Why not?
That would be bad.
It would be good.
What was his moves be?
An elbow, clearly, would be one of them. And then beyond that, you don't get to know because he is unprepared.
Yes, it's true.
He has no move set listed.
You put Ken Shamrock in Tekken. That would be good, actually. That would fit the game.
Yeah, that'd be good.
More hand-to-hand combat, you know?
Yeah, and leg-to-leg, even.
Leg-to-leg.
Question for you. Was the only point of this to make sure that we know all four guys exist?
Probably.
Because it accomplished nothing. For like a higher profile match, it did nothing.
They always do this where they, like, whenever they have all real wrestlers, it's never conclusive.
Only
like
on pay-per-view,
yeah.
Right?
It's like, it's just some horse shit ending.
That is true. Or Saturday Night's Main Event has concluded. That's about it, though. What?
Honky Tonk Man.
No. That's the update, at least? Okay.
I'm just glad we had the Miss Elizabeth cover. This month,
not much longer.
Newest entry into the World Wrestling Federation in the upcoming issue of the World Wrestling Federation magazine.
Oh.
He's flamboyant. He's gregarious. He's the honky tonk man.
He's gregarious.
Is he? I guess he is.
His sweetheart Mary Lou.
Why is this so like side view?
I don't know.
I can barely see it
because they think they're good.
Fact,
apparently, his sweetheart's name is Mary Lou.
In the recording studio.
We'll see if that changes. I don't know.
Who the hell's Mary Lou?
Oh, mercy. You know what the honky tonk man's doing?
Get the fuck out of here.
Big face, Jeff.
He's laying down something. Don't you just love him? He's laying down something for all the people all over the world.
It's your favorite wrestler.
See, everywhere I go, the people saying, honky tonk man, we like the way you wrestle. We like to see you
wrestle. We've never seen him wrestle.
Well, we like the way you tap dance on people's head and make them like it.
When did that happen?
What we want to do, honky tonk man,
I've never seen him in the ring.
Me neither.
We know you can strut and stroll. We know you can rock and roll. But we want to hear.
Do they know that he's a heel? Like, do they know yet? It sounds like they know.
Is he
just that bad at this?
They said, honky tonk man, you got to have the music because you are the honky tonk man.
I mean, Hulk Hogan talks like this, like where he says how good he is or whatever. Like, so why can't honky tonk man say it?
Well, we were talking about accents last week, and like,
you think it's the accent?
No, you did. Don't be pinning this on me.
I was just wondering.
I disagree with you. However, Chris DeRoyne, I think it was Chris DeRoyne. I can't remember, said that we do not have Jersey accents, which I found surprising. So unless he's from New Jersey or the Northeast.
He has to clarify. If he's from New Jersey, you can't hear our accents.
We do have accents to a degree, but maybe not as strong as like South Jersey.
For example, we'd have to ask Honky Tonk Man if we have accents.
Right,
he would know, you know.
Like, we don't have North Jersey accents, because that's more like almost New York.
Yeah, we don't have that.
And we don't have South Jersey accents where they say, like, bag and spoon and, like, water and stuff like that.
Water.
I guess maybe we are pretty neutral. Occasionally, though, I drop my R's.
We're even Stevens.
Occasionally, I drop my R's, it just slips out, you know?
It's bad.
Like 100% or something.
World Wrestling Federation.
That was horrible.
We're not ready for this shit.
Oh, he plays Musique.
The opponent's fair.
Musique.
For update.
Why is he talking about how he wrestles all the time? Like, I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't know. We've never seen it.
Yeah.
Joker. What a joker.
When is his big debut?
Probably next week or soon.
In the ring from Clarksburg,
might be October.
West Virginia.
Who?
Weighing 255
Who's that?
There's Ricky Mack.
Tony Nardo. I remember
Nardo.
Him. He's a new one, but I remember him.
Nice chin strap.
Yeah. And Steve Lombardi wearing the light-colored underwear today. Yeah. Also a nice chin strap beard.
Hall of Famer, Joe.
Stop it now.
A JYD and Steel.
Another waste of time match. Again, I like JYD.
I like George, too.
I don't mind him. Yeah, I don't mind Steel, but just this team we know is nothing.
Yeah.
And Lou Albano gets to be with them because he manages George. It's funny.
Right.
I don't know. Who do you think's winning this one?
The big thing with George Steel to me is that he'll always be over because he beat Hulk Hogan.
That's not why he's over.
Well... Who else can say that around here?
It's because he's lovable, Michael.
No?
Well, who was managing him? Mr. Fuji, right?
It just means to me George Animal could be the world champion any day of the week.
He did beat Hogan by countout. We saw it. Fuji's first protege, I believe, right?
One of his first.
When he was wearing the gloves.
Right. When he was a butler or whatever.
Yeah, that was really weird. And the top hat?
Yeah.
Referee is...
Somebody.
Alan Alda. Who? It's John Bonello.
Alan Alda.
MASH is over.
He's reffing these days.
Yeah, he had nothing to do after MASH.
Yeah.
No, it's John Bonello, a great guy, not being serious.
Yeah. I'll bring this up since this match doesn't matter, but I was saying to Joe I was watching Different World.
A Different World.
I wanted to bring this up on the show because it's
A Different World.
A Different World from where you come from, as it says in the song.
Right, which is Brooklyn.
Spinoff to the Cosby Show.
Yeah, because Denise is in a different world.
It is very much a different world.
Well, it's college.
Because you got Whitley and Jaleesa.
Yeah, and you have Marissa Tomei in season one,
Marissa Tomei.
Sinbad.
Still got Dwayne and Ron.
Yep.
But you have weird characters like Millie, the nerd girl.
Yeah, Millie the nerd girl.
It's great.
If you like the show, A Different World, let Quinn know.
I love it, actually.
I don't dislike it.
I was saying to Joe, it's cozy. The show is cozy.
Cozy. That's an accent.
Yeah.
Cozy.
Cozy.
Philly.
It just really makes my day to watch it. And I think others should. Now, the first season, Macho Man.
No respect for the animal.
Zero. That's rude.
Why should he respect him? He's been going after Elizabeth.
When the music stops, you ain't
be Hulk Hogan.
So did Savage by countout. They have that in common, Quinn.
Yeah. That's clearly why they're feuding, because the only two beaters of Hulk Hogan.
Hey, what else beat him? John Studd beat him once, didn't he? By countout? Maybe
I'm wrong about that.
I think he did.
Not responsible for being so great. Dang it.
I'm not responsible for being so great. Is that what he said?
He can't help it.
I guess not. Ooh, nice slam on Nardo. The thump, it's over.
Nardo.
One, two, three. See, they did it right this time. They did the insert promo right before the finish instead of during it like they
Nardo
were doing.
Nardo needs to go back to Hillman.
Please don't try to shoehorn in a different world references the rest of the episode. Give him the Mick Foley over
great
there.
Show.
I didn't say it was bad. I have no problem with it. I really don't. I like it, actually.
You're in a big sell right now.
But why? Are you getting paid?
No. Maybe.
What streaming service is it on so our fans can check it out?
It is on Max.
Formerly known as HBO?
HBO, yes.
HBO, yes, yeah. In England.
It's a great show.
We're going to do the dance. We're going to do the dance.
Along with other fine shows on there like The Nanny and Fresh Prince.
Well, Nanny did not get enough adulation, I think, at the time.
Yeah, I'm so glad to see the resurgence because I was actually a watcher of that show for years. I would look back on episodes.
Yeah.
It still comes up in my YouTube feed of just clips from The Nanny because there's so many funny moments.
It is. Oh, they're doing the dance with the kids. Nice
to see
that's
another thing
still
I stumbled
going.
On recently.
A rock in my driveway.
Always. But is that the kid from Full House? The evil Lord Crane with the 13 shirt? You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Is that him?
If anybody, it'd be Miko Hughes, but he was born this year, so it's not him.
Miko Hughes.
That's Aaron.
But,
why are we...
Pierre Bernard's Recliner of Rage.
Well, that was... Quinn's been sending me those. That's from Conan.
From Conan.
Early 2000s Conan.
His rant on... the two ones that are my favorite are the Malamars and the Macross, the anime.
it is really funny stuff.
It's basically just this very average guy.
Yes.
Just not even his rants aren't even that good, but that's why it's funny.
It's his delivery is so casual.
It's so casual. And it's just it's about the most mundane, dumb, nerdy shit.
Yeah.
It's very out of left field. Nobody would ever complain about this.
It's really good though.
Yeah.
They're so stupid, but they're funny. Oh, Ked Rezik here at WR.
Madison Square Garden. Remember, all the action at 7:30. So there's plenty of time for all the kids to come down, see all the great matches, still get all the time to get a good night's sleep and be fresh for school.
Shut up.
Well, make sure you stay at school, kids. Don't be throwing any spitballs.
The jungles of Samoa. The Islanders. Haku and Toma.
Haku and Toma. Oh, he said Toma, Quinn. Toma.
Oh,
that incredible six-man tag.
Which one?
John Studd, King Kong Bundy, and donning the tights. Bobby the Brain.
Didn't we see this?
Bobby the
Super
Brain.
Machine, the Big Machine, and from Venice.
Yeah, we got to see this on the Cannon Plus.
We already saw that.
It's fine.
I remember when he interviewed Tom McGee recently. Mega Man.
Yep. Ooh. Okay.
You know what? I am so excited about this. You know, this has been the greatest
Jimmy
week of my life.
Jimmy Hart. Did go back to what he just said, something really weird. You need to hear that. Actually,
he said he's managing Hart Foundation.
No, he said Adrian Jimmy Nunes. Hart and Billy Jack Haynes. Said it like they were associated.
He just said,
just let him
okay.
Mess it.
Okay,
the Rougeau brothers against the Hart Foundation, Jimmy Hart and Billy Jack Haynes against adorable Adrian Adonis. You
That's know all. What? And so Jimmy and this. Billy Jack Haynes against adorable Adrian Adonis.
You made fun of me because you said Jimmy.
He's showing a lot of chest.
Where's your action?
Wow, Jimmy's.
Baby, it's here.
He's ready for action. Sound,
look at his doll.
So pretty. Yeah. Let me tell you something, baby. You know, Billy Jack, you come out here and you're so vain. You sit there and you say, I want to thank the
you
fans, and I want to thank my mother, and I want to thank my daddy for putting me here. Well, let me tell you something. Nobody got Jimmy Hart here but Jimmy Hart and adorable Adrian Adonis. And you're standing in our way of Hulk Hogan. You understand that? And we're going to take you out, baby, in Madison Square Garden.
This
and
long-time
then the
protege, Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
You know, the Hart Foundations. To get to the Bulldogs, we
had
to go.
If Jimmy Hart wrestled more, I think his finisher would be the super kick because he's just so peppy and small.
Or a knee to the face or something.
Yeah, that would be his finisher.
Something yippy, right? Yeah. Spinning around in a circle, ring around the rosy.
Yeah.
And then just
it would work.
I do ring around the rosy, baby.
You know, Hawk, you can fool some of the people some
yeah,
of the
foo,
time.
Huh?
You fool
Bobby the Brain none of the time, Daddy. That's you under that mask.
I like that everyone's just hitting the machine storyline.
Yeah. Man. Look, I'm so excited. I can't even talk. They're going to mask you in Madison Square Garden.
Jimmy's a loss for words.
Well, it's going to be great. Make sure you don't hang your head on the door.
Is this all? I see Sheik and Volkov and everyone.
Okay.
Are they preparing over there?
What we thought.
Yeah, they're getting
I'll
ready.
Find some time for you later, okay.
We did see this, so I'm just going. We don't.
Right, we don't need to.
He's not nice.
Wait, is this the prep of just a clip of
imagine?
That's it?
The most rudest individual there is in professional.
So rude.
Let me tell you something, Roddy Piper. You better be glad that you walked out of here when you did.
Do you like Slick as a talker? Because I think he's very good and talented.
Right?
He's fine.
So what's in the ring? I know it's
remember they say Sheik Volkoff and Hernandez.
Yeah, but who are they fighting? Wait, is that Billy Jerk?
Billy Jerk.
And two people I don't recognize.
Wait,
he's doing something. He's getting larger.
Who's this blonde guy? Looks like Dauber.
Nick Kaninsky. Oh no!
Yeah, why does he look like Dauber?
He looks very Dauber. Well, Billy Jack teaming up. Billy Jack teaming up with the top tier talent in the World Wrestling Federation.
Remember when that show just became hijinks of Dauber and what's his head, the old guy?
Luther. Yeah.
Like Luther Van Damme, every episode of them is like, we have to break into an apartment, or like the slapstick bullshit between Dauber and Luther the whole time.
That's if you never watched the show, that's Jerry Van Dyke.
Yeah,
it's Luther. He's very
on coach. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Sheik wearing the pants, Quinn.
Well,
the jeans,
special day,
as we call it.
Special day for Sheik.
Yep.
He's got the longer flag for some reason.
Oh, wow. That's a very... Both of them do.
Yeah.
Well, they're in a big arena.
More people need to see it.
Yeah. Danny Davis is a referee, I think. Uh-oh.
Now, Hercules doesn't have any allegiances to nations because he's a god.
Yeah, but he's a Greek, Roman one.
Yeah, but he doesn't... He's not from there. He's... You know, he's from...
He presides over
from
it, though?
Nibelheim or wherever. What is
that near Wisconsin?
No, what's the name of it? Up in the Mount Olympus.
Mount Olympus.
Yeah. Nibelheim. That's like from Final Fantasy VII. That's not even this.
I'll take your word for it. So, crowd hates this.
As Fink just talks over it.
Yeah. Now, the referee's Freddy Sparta. Excuse me.
Sorry.
Sorry, everyone. Fink! Not the time or the place.
I can't believe he just interrupted a national anthem. That's pretty disrespectful.
Very mean. What do you think
the
Federette's
got to take the flags?
Yeah. She has nice hair. Like
yeah,
the hair.
Well.
Crimped? Curly?
You think the crimped will come back? I mean, there's all these 80s styles we see here.
I don't know. Do you think the mullet will come back?
One day.
You do?
Every style always comes back, Joe, no matter how stupid it is.
The 80s
One day we'll all have afros again, and it'll be... crazy.
The 80s mustache came back, like, unironically.
Yeah. We'll also have, we'll wear those suits with the frilly things on in the blue.
Oh, like the Girl Monsoon wedding tux from the 70s.
I'm just telling
you. Kaniski looking good here, by the way.
All this shit, it all comes back around.
Kaniski looking real sharp here against the Sheik, but he got a thumb to the eye.
Nothing Boink. About him looks sharp.
That's fine.
Iron Mike Sharp looks sharper than him.
Well, that's true. Mario Mancini is the best worker in the match.
True.
He might be. He's really good. Here comes Hercules.
This seems like this is going to be easy work for Sheik Volkoff and Hercules.
I just realized why we're seeing this.
I mean, why?
Hercules
on
the
show.
Listen, Hercules on one side, Billy Jack Haynes on the other.
They already starting that?
Yeah. Oh, it's over already. Hercules with a backbreaker submission. Yeah, on Mario. Oh, and he dropped down. Let's see. Are we going to have a
problem?
That
was clean. Why would that be like... He even dropped him after... He didn't like hold it.
Yeah, he didn't even
anything.
Hold it. Wow, he just kicked his ass. Yeah, but look, Hercules is look... I don't know. I think they're...
There was nothing nefarious about any of that.
Nothing. Just one.
They just fucking won.
Yep. Hey, Blassie's still out. I didn't even notice
that. I think it would be Healy to like get mad about it, to be quite honest with you.
I agree with you.
They won fair and square.
Yeah, look at Billy Jack. He's like still pissed at them.
They didn't do like literally any cheating at all.
I didn't see any. Did you? Look.
Zero cheat. Amadeus?
Rock me, Amadeus.
Amadeus.
All right, stand by, everyone.
Amadeus. I think so.
It's funny. I think it's good. I like it.
What a night
it's going to be a great night. I'm going to stay up all night in my sleeping bag.
Amadeus.
Better read the Archie comics.
Tito Santana,
it's not
with
the U.S. Express.
Against a dream team, Greg the Hammer.
Oh, United States Express. Don't leave home without it.
Hillbilly Jim versus Fuji in a tuxedo match.
There, literally, who knows? JYP just
who knows?
Nikolai Volkoff.
Are and they then wearing the, underpants? I don't know. Am I?
Had to come.
Oh.
The world title on the line at Nassau. Hulk Hogan against Mr. Wonderful.
Well, Killer Ken every time.
Big dude. Everybody knows it had to happen in New York.
Hogan's a little pissy, though.
But it makes me sick with all the confusion.
We just got done with hanging and banging.
True.
A little sweaty.
He's mad at Orndorff.
Who are cheering for Mr. Wonderful?
Fuck Orndorff.
Bobby the Weasel Heenan. Makes me sick, man.
Oop.
My Hulkamaniacs know what's going down.
They do.
We know who created the heaven, who created the earth, who the boss is.
He better not say himself.
And who created the largest arms in the world.
I thought we were going that road already.
When I was there on the eighth day,
yeah, or whatever.
He split the atom.
No, you're a hero, man. Now you're nothing but a zero.
Split the atom.
On the verge of greatness. You lost it all. You sold out over jealousy, man.
Yeah,
Hogan, he broke the sound barrier, like all this shit.
Hogan's right about this,
easy
though.
Easy to set you up, and then I'm going to take you out.
He's right.
But one thing, man.
Hell
New
yeah.
New York City.
Yeah.
The greatest city in America,
yeah,
man.
Too bad you have to go to Nassau.
Hi, Mr. Wonderful.
Long Island.
You're a traitor.
Hi, Chuck Ness.
Just like those dudes in our nation's capital who sell our people out, sell our lives out, man.
What are we referring to?
Iran-Contra.
I'm gonna be the judge.
Still? In 86?
Because when you sold out my
I think this is when the hearings were. I know Iran-Contra happened years before, but they didn't get the hearings till like 86.
Fair point.
Mind, Mr. Wonderful. Hulkamania is coming for you.
Nassau Coliseum Friday night.
Nassau Coliseum. April 86.
I think I looked this up. So, like, the incident was happening actively in, like, 84. Or
84,
something.
Yeah, that's what
but
I thought.
But it didn't actually, like, nobody
break through to the. Okay.
Yeah, they didn't break through to, you know, ask about it till 2 years later.
Okay, makes sense.
Billy Graham.
Oh, another one from Billy.
This again? I thought we saw this one with the spiders already.
I thought we did.
The spiders, baby. They're not lizards.
Centipedes and the tarantulas. You understand, superstars bad to the bone.
The sun in his eye.
Yeah, he can't even see anymore.
He's like, hi.
Like, I'm in the desert.
I'm in the desert.
I don't see you.
The tarantulas and the scorpions, you understand.
He eats them, okay.
Back on the World Wrestling Federation.
It's just another, like, hey, we want to have animals, and kids like animals. Let's have them, you know.
Is that what it is?
He's going to be Spider-Man Billy Graham. The amazing Billy Graham.
The amazing Billy
Graham. The amazing Spider-Man Billy Graham.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is scheduled for one fall.
Sounds very ominous.
Introducing to my left, from Stone Mountain,
Tony Garea.
Jake the Snake, though, he's going to kick his ass.
Better take the DDT is all I can say. If Tony Garea wiggles his way out of taking a DDT finish...
he'll take the DDT, trust.
You think so? We're at that point, trust me?
Jake is on... They're in the poosh mode here. He's going to DDT everyone.
Not only that, Quinn, the crowd is really starting to cheer him a lot.
Yeah.
Same reaction
really,
as Garea.
They really need to get rid of this guy.
Oh, they will.
Send him to the back, please.
We're getting there, I think. Remember him and, like, Goulet were, like, training to be agents recently or something?
Yeah, something like that.
They're breaking something up.
Breaking up fights.
Yeah. How many fights? This is the tag team champion, Dean Hall.
I just can't believe they had Tony Garea still wrestling in 86.
Well, it's not as bad as you think if you think about it in more modern terms.
I won't see here, like, 41 or something, probably.
I don't remember off the top of my head, but I want to say at the oldest, he's like 42. I could be wrong. Let's find out, okay?
That's kind of crazy, actually, because he looks like he's 106.
He might be a little bit older than I think. No, he had just...
What is he? Don't tell me he's 38 or something.
He's 29. 39. Sorry. 20. Imagine. He's 29.
29?
He's 39. He's almost 40. Oh! Body slam by Garea. He's not even that old, Quinn.
If his hair didn't suck, he probably would look his age.
His hair looks like a spray-painted beehive. But his face isn't much better. Anyway,
I can buy that his body is the body of a late 30-year-old. That makes sense.
Yeah.
He
doesn't look bad or anything. It's just...
Yeah.
I know what you mean, though. He seems very passé. You know what I mean?
It's the hair, man.
Yeah.
It's really what it
it's
is.
It's the hair. Sorry. Things happening here.
Looks like he should work with George Steinbrenner or something. Like, in the office, I mean. Like, the way that hair is.
What?
It looks like somebody that would associate with the office.
Are you just thinking of like when Mike Burke from CBS and the team president sold the Yankees and Steinbrenner? And
no. It's not even that. It's just that hair is very
there
like.
There it is!
Oh, there it is. The hair is very like. I'm still hip. I'm still
cover,
cool,
one,
but I work in an office.
Two, three. When was it? He has like James Dean hair, but it looks bad. He has like a 50s pompadour.
It's too puff.
It is too puff. Look at that. Tony Garea took the DDT.
He's
out
get
clean.
Snaked too.
And
look at him rolling out.
Baby.
He's above that shit.
Look at Dave like carrying him out of there.
That's kind of crap.
It's a little crap. Oh, Jake's pissed.
Oh, it's to get the heat here.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's pissed.
Wow.
He had no business doing that. The man was hurt. Why not get him out of the ring? He could use medical attention.
Yeah, right. Okay.
They never do that to any other wrestler. Medical attention.
What are we supposed to believe after every finishing move? People are going to the hospital.
Only earthquakes in 1990. You know, 28 man.
Yo winner.
Listen to the cheers though. This man is getting Quinn.
Maybe that's why they wanted him in the ring by himself, because they didn't want Tony Garea getting booed.
Vance, I want people to lock me. Vishnush, let's still do this? Okay. He went over him and he did the move. What's it called? The DT?
The DDT.
The DIPA?
There you go.
The double team. Damien's dinner time.
We already heard from him.
Effect is to the Orndorff incident.
Well, who cares?
Yeah, this thing's affected me.
Oh, Hogan. I thought
my
it was
boots
honky.
On, brother.
Mr. So-called wonderful. When you tell a generation of
literally just saw him
2 seconds
ago
to believe in you, to train with you, to say their prayers.
This isn't every episode.
I gave him a bum steer, man. When they come up to me in the airports and say, "We tore your posters up, Mr. Wonderful's, that is. We threw Mr. Wonderful's dolls away, man." I feel like I gave a whole generation of people a bum steer. And when
he feels bad because he endorsed him, and then he turned out to be a dick.
It affects me down to my heart, brother.
See? Well, because he's gullible,
you've got
remember?
Me really ready yeah. for the combat zone, brother.
We've mentioned that. Like, yeah. he isn't trying to be malicious ever. He's just really kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Everything I've worked for, man.
One of the dumbest champions we've ever had around here.
He is. Yeah. Like, he has attributes, right? Strength is like, you know, 9 out of 10, 10 out of 10. Endurance, stamina, but like intelligence,
smarts,
like a 2.
Like a 2, yeah. I was going to say the same number.
What it is. In 1 week's time, we'll see. We figured it out finally, Quinn.
Just a doofus.
He's just a doofus. Preparing the flower shop. Let's
take you now to Asia. All right. They're preparing the flower shop for this?
Look at it.
We need special flowers for this occasion.
That's great.
Well, we know what's going to happen here, too, because the clip from WrestleMania 3 we've seen 100
times.
Yeah,
we know what's going to happen.
That's why they're setting up this. Oh, look, we're getting special flowers for this shit.
It doesn't seem nice to me that somebody might want to destroy this set, Quinn.
Yeah, but he got canceled already. This really isn't his to do anymore.
Well, Piper challenged him to the debate, didn't he? Or
did he say it was going to be? I thought it was going to be on Piper's Pit, not on Adrian's flowers.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, certainly if the World Wrestling Federation wasn't sanctioning this, somebody will come out and stop him, no?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Is that his real hair?
Yeah, Quinn, that's his real hair.
I'm joking around.
It's also Goldust real hair when it's that long, too.
That actually tricked me at first.
Me too. It did. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know it was a wig. I only saw him in vignettes briefly on my 13-inch CRT.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I was very shocked when that happened. Look, they already gave it away a week early, what he was going to do.
Whoa.
Cleaning up the this is what you learn when you watch the TV.
It's not nice.
That is petunias, I'd say.
No.
Early Adrian, yes, it's not my fault.
He's crazy,
like
Joe. We know this.
You've got 6 litters of puppies, Adrian.
Aww.
It's not my fault.
He's so mean.
Get that sucker right there.
You're missing. The audience likes him because he's mean to the heels. They don't like the heels.
I know why, Quinn.
They're like, you better be mean to the heels, Roddy Piper. We don't like you.
Now, what is this jobber team? Those are the bees.
Hey, is that a new uniform for Crazy Joe DiVolo? What's his name?
Who?
Dean Ho. What?
It's not Dean Ho.
The guy you like.
Rick Hunter?
Rick, no.
You like him, too.
No.
Ron Shaw?
No.
Who else do I like? It's Les Thornton and somebody. I can't see who it is.
Ed Lips? What? I don't remember his name.
They didn't say who they're fighting. Wait a minute. Jack Krug!
No.
That's
well,
the
no,
Krug.
But the guy in the ring.
That Dirty Baby? What's his name?
Dirty Baby.
I don't remember.
Old Dirty Baby.
Who? Vince?
It's who you like. It's the guy you like. You always say he's a heel jobber, blah, blah, blah.
Ron Shaw.
No, not Ron Shaw. Just let him wrestle.
Who? Who are you talking about? The guy I like?
You'll see. He's in the ring.
Jack Kruger is the
guy
I like.
But that's the other one.
Oh, Joe Murdo.
Joe Murdo, yeah.
Thank you. Yes, it is New Pants. That's why I didn't recognize him.
New Pants.
You're right. Murdo off the ropes hard. Look at him.
Crazy
agile.
Crazy Joe Murdo. Sorry.
Can't. See? Couldn't hip toss him. So Jimmy Brunzel with the head scissor takedown. I want to see
Jimmy has a problem with the Killer Bees.
Well, they fuck them. I want to see some offense from the Krug.
Don't worry, the Krug will get in.
Don't you like the Krug?
They got no intro.
It's sad. That's a great team. Kruger and Murdo. Ed Lips. All right. Double whip now. Double backdrop by the Bees. Blair, the legal man. And John Bonello, the illegal man, if you will.
Ed Lips.
Ed Lips. Irish whip on Murdo. Head down. Sunset flip by the Mert Man.
Real fat sunset flip.
He can work, baby. He can work.
Okay.
What? Do you even know?
No, Joe Murdo sucks.
What are you talking about?
But Angry Ref is good. Look at this Kamala in casual attire.
What the fuck?
Just this big T-shirt.
Why is he? Why is he here?
It's a night shirt he's got.
Night shirt. Here comes a crowd. Come on, yeah, go to work, man. He referees like he wrestles. Oh, they're with him. Okay, his handlers are there. Still calling him at this taping.
Corner whip by Kruger.
I know they didn't change it yet.
It was whip King by Curtis. Curtis Iakea.
Look at the Kruger! Oh, he rolled over him. No, that cannot be it. Yeah, Kruger. He's one of those Nick DiCarlo types, Quinn.
He is. You know, Kruger looks like he wrestled in 1886.
He wrestled like this decade, though. That's why it's funny. You're right,
though. I
just
mean his, like, mustache and
shit.
He looks
vaudeville-like.
Yeah.
He does. He looks like an Old West outlaw or something, doesn't he?
It's real.
All right, Blair and corner whip on Kruger into the ropes.
Since when does Kamala play mind games? What is this?
He doesn't like Jack Kruger, right?
I don't know if that's started yet.
I think that's... Is this, like, the storyline? Yeah, maybe it's just him, like, wandering out. He's just like, I want to go out there. And they're like, okay, we'll take you out. We'll
I don't think the Krug has fought Kamala yet. The incident has
no,
not
No, he
happened.
Hasn't. He hasn't yet, but, like, are they planting a seed?
For a Kruger feud?
Does he challenge Jack Kruger and just nobody knows this?
Kamala the Week. I don't like that Jack Kruger.
I hate him.
Yeah. Just in regular voice, not even Kamal.
I hate him.
All
right.
Wizard, he stinks.
Mr. Wizard. Ooh, butt drop. Right with a stinger. Oh, that's bolt.
Look at the crew. Oh, he's realistic, though. He had to stop him.
Yep. That sucks, man.
Well, Joe Davola takes a loss there.
He's good, Quinn. Wait, that's really what they're doing? They really are hitting
their butt, Joe. They got stinger in the butt.
I was just trying to make a joke. That's really what they're doing?
There you go.
Do you like that?
No. I don't like them, period.
I really don't either. I don't like them, exclamation point.
Yeah.
I'll see you that.
I don't like them, Enya. Is that what it is? The thing over it?
It's a recording artist. Tilde,
sorry.
Enya. I don't like them.
What's the swirly Enya thing? I thought it was an Enya.
Tilde,
sorry.
You're thinking of the letter Enya, which Enya has a tilde over the N in Spanish.
Ah, maybe I'm mixing it up.
If I can translate Quinn speak here into English.
Well,
Ed Lips.
Come on, wake up, Jesse. We're going to take you down south. We're going to take you down to the rebel Dick Slater.
No.
Don't you ever touch me again. Yeah. I promise you I won't. Here we go to Dick Slater.
That was good. Bruno's over the way. I hate their shit.
Why is this appealing to the Northeast?
It's not, but this isn't only in the Northeast. Remember, this is a nationwide show, Quinn.
But
actually, the World Wrestling Federation.
I just mean it only appeals to, like, a certain segment of the country.
Dick Slater?
Yeah.
Yes.
The fact that they put this much budget into Dick Slater is very questionable.
It really is. I mean, then again, they did with Dr. D. They very similar, where it's like down home and.
But Dr. D had a real poosh,
and he could also talk.
He's like fighting Hulk Hogan and shit, not this guy.
True.
I don't think this truck's gonna make it sometime. I'm sure glad you guys could be here with me today.
He looks very young.
I'll show you around
for some reason.
Anything you want to do?
How old
here
is he? Like
ranch,
36.
Be fine with me.
I
think he might
be.
He
can't be much older than that.
I think he's 35.
Mule, Cephas, probably.
Who
looks in the prime of his life, Joe?
Nastiest mule you ever wanted to get behind.
Yeah, prime.
But you don't ever want to get behind him because if you do, he sure give you
a
kick.
It's a mule. Looks like
a
horse.
He's a big old mule.
You know what a mule is? Hybrid of a horse and a donkey.
Oh.
I'm glad I could be here to educate.
I'm glad that we moved on to Mr. Fuji from that shit.
And Enya.
Ha, very good.
What is he doing?
For
oh, Don
P.
Morocco, that's right.
I mean, it's his main...
It's his main squeeze. It's his only squeeze right now.
Main boy.
The black sweatshirt era. Doesn't this LJN figure have this? Pretty sure it does.
He doesn't care.
Absolutely not. You can tell that he...
It's all gravy for Don Morocco right
all
now.
All gravy, baby.
Don Morocco, you stink. And I didn't sleep a wink.
I'm going to give you a big socko.
Then we have to have a poem.
You think you're from Sunset Beach? Well, I think that is quite a reach. I'm the bestest in the land. I'll bury you in the sand. Fuck yourself.
He just says it all. And Mr. Fuji smiling with delight. I hate to spoil your fun, boys, but my name is Leaping Lanny. Just ring that bell. I'm ready for a fight.
I don't get why he was laughing. He just said, I'm ready for a fight.
Oh, he rhymed! He rhymed! Funny. I hope Morocco kicks the absolute crap out of Lanny Poffo. Can I just say that?
I thought that was going to be a poem, but...
I can't always do it. I mean, I could. If you gave me like 3 seconds, I could write something. I just have to pause this and
what
not talk.
What fucking universe is this guy going to beat Magnificent Morocco?
If he does, I swear I'm throwing down my headset and I'm going in the corner.
That'll be the end of the canon.
Well, it'll be the end of the episode. You'll have to finish it by yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, do you want to do that?
No.
You better hope that Morocco wins then.
He'll be fine.
All right, here we go. Lanny's got his dukes up. Morocco's just like, all right, whatever. Oh, Danny Davis, by the way, is the official.
Yeah. This is the kind of opponent for Morocco that he doesn't have to try and he'll still win.
I don't know. You have to try with Leap. Leap
when was the last time Leap won a match?
I don't know, but he went. Leap will surprise you. Nice Russian leg sweep there by Morocco.
I think Morocco should go back to the IC division. He was much more successful there.
What is this division that he's in?
He's in the I don't give a shit division.
Long division. Yeah. All right. Snapmare by Donnie. And into a neck snap.
You think he does PEMDAS or BOMDAS or whatever it is? whatever the fuck that like bullshit is. I hate it. It's so wrong. How do you, like, you're like, this is, we're not going to do math, the order of the operations, we're going to do it different. Like, isn't that fundamentally, like, math cannot change, you know what I'm saying?
Well, the answer, as long as the answer is right, Quinn.
Right, but isn't math, like, one, isn't it, like, if you did 2 plus 2 on Mars, it would be the same answer as 2 plus 2 on Earth. Like, it, meaning that, like, isn't math one of those weird things that, like, if we met aliens, it would still be the same? You know what I'm getting at?
I don't know. What are you talking?
One of the things my teachers say is that math is, like, it's universal. So you can't just change the rules of math. Like,
you can change how you get to the answer, though.
I suppose.
Right?
But wouldn't it be wrong if you fucked with order of operations? Like, wouldn't it actually legitimately be the wrong answer?
Well, like, it doesn't supersede, or it doesn't, like, undo order of operations, right? It's just another way to do it.
I don't know.
It's like taking the side roads instead of the highway.
What about those questions where people post it and, like, it's the answers are completely different depending on how you learned the order of operations?
Well, then I don't know, Quinn.
There can't be two different answers.
Listen, man, I'm happy enough right now only doing first grade math, okay? Right. I can handle that right now.
Wait till you get second.
I know. We'll have to find out. It's got a long, and I got to do it all over again in 5 years.
Do not teach the kid the bomb das, or that's crap.
You teach the kid the bomb that ass or whatever
please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. Right. That's the way. Remember Billy Gunn with the PEMDAS?
Yes, I remember.
Poster?
The main thing I noticed on this screenshot here is why I paused it is the guardrail like legs are under the mats and it looks really
horrible.
Yeah,
somebody like effed up.
Yeah, look how horrible that is.
It's all scrunchy.
Not good. Haha. I'll be really...
Look, he didn't even do anything to him. Can everyone stop?
That's like normal ref shit.
No, they're trying to blame Mr. Fuji for this shit.
No, Vince is mad at the referee. At Davis.
Oh, this is...
Come on, Jesse, give me a break. He's letting him in.
There's nothing abnormal about this. Stop it, Vince.
A little too heavy-handed.
He's just trying to make a thing.
He's got
to... The problem is Danny Davis has done nothing wrong so far that I can, like, discern. Trust me, when we see it, we'll see it, but, like, this is not it.
Do they start that way and then they're what... And Vince is doing this so you always watch Danny Davis and then... He starts ramping it up, maybe. I mean, we know what happens.
Yeah, but in this case, Vince is the heel. He's accusing an innocent man of stuff.
I think you're right. I mean, Davis just seems to be being Danny Davis. One, two.
Look, his shirt's loose now, so they can heal him up.
Who's that guy? Woo! Did you hear that?
Yeah. I don't know what that was about.
It's funny. Listen, after the cover.
Only a count of two.
Vince is going to complain about the... Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
Yeah, but see, like, he's counting for Lanny. He's not counting slow or anything. Oh, shit, he's going to hit the finisher, the moonsault. He got it. One, two.
Yeah, right. Give me a break.
Wasn't a slow count, was it?
No.
No. And I'm hard. That's an accent. That's Midwest.
Clotheslined.
And I'm hard. I had relatives in Syracuse, and they would say garbage. Beautiful power slam by Donnie and garage.
Ew. What's up with his shirt? Why does it keep getting so loose?
Is that why he's a heel?
I think Vince keeps like, yeah, it's like, it's always, they always do his clothes is the reason he's a heel.
Look, he's tucked it in.
Yeah.
Oh, he's dedicating the pile driver to Jesse?
No, to some jerk fan he doesn't like. He's pointing to a fan.
He's going
to
dedicate it to me.
Oh, to Jess.
See?
I don't, Jesse Ventura is now standing up.
Jesse.
Jesse.
What the hell, Jesse?
See, Don Marco always finds a way to make it fun.
Look, Jesse's standing. That's pretty funny. Yeah. It's a good shot, isn't it?
I like it.
Yeah, Morocco's.
Look at this. Dink.
It's pretty good. One, two, three.
Even hooked the leg, Joe.
Very nicely done. Everyone's cheering, by the way.
Lanny just made $45, I think.
25.
Yeah.
And, well, Morocco's going to give him his share, right? So Lanny's got $50. He can buy some more Frisbees or whatever.
Right.
What?
Fuji is so particular, Bruno.
Wait, when is this said in the canon? Does Vince just make this shit up?
Yes, I think he's just trying to like really go whole hog on
making
all
stuff
things.
Up about Danny Davis and Fuji and shit.
He doesn't like when you touch his tuxedo.
That's not even a thing.
Apparently it is.
Had more than one good maneuver. Here's one up.
Yeah, here's one good maneuver.
That was all he did.
It's tough. Look how tough he is.
Dedicated to Jess.
People,
that's so nice of him.
It is. People were commenting, a couple, not a lot of people, that they were surprised that the announcers are actually in the arena. And
it only lasts so long, right?
It only lasts like less than two more years until summer of 88 is when they switched to the green screen. Hi, look at my teeth. You know how I did it? I put baking soda on them and microwaved them.
The Intercontinental title on the line. The Macho Man, Randy Savage.
The Macho Man.
Somebody's by Elizabeth against the Honky Tonk Man.
What?
Wait, go back.
Honky Tonk Man is going to get an Intercontinental title shot against Randy Savage.
Well, he is Hulk Hogan's friend, so.
Will be Rowdy Roddy Piper against his former bodyguard, Ace Cowboy Bob
Ace Orton.
How much money?
For the plastic
surgery.
How much
money do they pay you to wear pink now, Bob Orton, huh?
It's a nice
hat. How much money? You see, when I had
I gotta say, it is kind of very turncoaty to, like, switch.
He was gone. He needed a job.
It wasn't that long.
Piper left him high and dry. He left
for, like,
without
a month and a half.
He
It's not that long.
What a short-term memory you have, brain.
Down the road, we never had no hanky-panky going
on. Not for, like, 4 months.
How much money? You say I change sides for money. Are you that cheap? Obviously you are, huh? Mm-hmm. How much money does it take to wear pink, huh? They say
that's his big problem, is that he's wearing a pink hat.
I think it's the money part, Joe, not he wears a dress, that he wasn't, killed. You he wasn't just that, friends you with Roddy Piper.
China is what you get. You
but
be
oh, because he loved Ace so much, right?
He loved Acey, baby. They were, it was like an alliance.
About Roddy Piper.
Yeah, you're right.
You've been hanging around and listening, and as soon as my
that probably is what really set him off, was losing AC.
But he's not, he won't admit it.
Yeah, that he's got to be a man. He can't, you know,
let it smile.
He can't.
Can't let it smile.
He can't look weak or whatever, but like...
So why am I supposed to feel bad for him?
He's really hurt deep down that AC left him.
He's an asshole.
What?
Roddy Piper? He's not the look, character?
Wow, that's
so far?
Actually, I like that look for Tito. He's looking better.
Looks like a banner in our group almost. And then from there.
Wow, this episode just whizzed by.
Seriously. Why does Orton look like Larry Fine in the hat?
I've always said he looked like a Larry.
He does look like a little Larry. And then from there, the king. Okay.
Didn't they say he was going to be on this week?
I thought they did. I remember that graphic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Look at this new slick graphic.
I like that one.
Surprise, Bruno. What might that surprise be?
What about the surprise?
I have no idea.
Oh, I know who it is. You know the surprise?
But.
It's a new wrestler, I think.
Well, don't spoil it.
I won't. And
Kamala.
It's not Kamala.
Kamala, the Ugandan head.
Someone we haven't seen yet.
Will be with us next week.
When did they call him the Ugandan giant? Like,
I feel like that's the 92 run.
Right.
I think they stopped saying headhunter.
Yeah.
Of this week's happenings.
All right, the music video.
I don't want to see it. I'm sorry. It's just like a waste of time.
It's true.
Oh.
This is not, though. This is always fun.
More exciting
fucking action.
Now, as everyone knows, Bobby, not only do you have to
now you're a
Mala,
piece of shit, brain.
With the wizard as well.
New taping.
The wizard.
Oh.
The wizard.
Oh,
wizard.
Somebody back
well, you
there?
Bet
did I just
have
see
to deal with him. That man
yes.
is courtesy
no,
of
Gene.
Right. He's capable of coming up with some thoughts you wouldn't believe.
Well, it's a strange combination between
oh,
he and...
Oh, if I may.
Gene.
Gorilla Monsoon.
Gene Oakley.
How you doing? Bobby. Bobby. Hey, guys, any chance I could use the phone?
Oh, be my guest, please, Gene.
Why does Gorilla have the phone now?
Maybe he took it away.
For you, so I had it fixed, and now it's, see? You know, we're going to put it to you, so you couldn't get
I'm tired of phones.
Work.
I haven't talked to anybody in a week, and I won't talk
I know
to
that. I understand that. But
Gene he's had a feud with phones now because of that whole incident.
It's phones
like, I'm not talking about phones at all, period.
It's like Tootie.
Whatever.
Gorilla, whatever.
Fans, we're going to be back with more with Gene Okerlund. We'll get a chance to talk with you.
Already missing it.
Well, we're back, wrestling fans, and extremely fortunate to have with us here this week.
So they can hear him when he talks.
The most recognizable individual in all of the wrestling world.
Because he has
today.
To. He's mean Gene. He's got to interview
the
people.
The host of All American, the host of Wrestling Spotlight. Gene, tremendous.
Oh, Gene, let me ask
by.
You something first.
What was that?
I don't come walking on Spotlight or All American Wrestling.
Fair.
I just don't walk on
it's a fair
an
point.
Intrude
yeah.
like this. How can you do this
he's
on my
He's my personal friend. He has a standing invitation at any given
by
time.
Gorilla. Soon, Ina.
Always overriding.
What came on your show Sunday? How
hey,
about
listen,
an invitation?
Bobby, you know me. The welcome mat's always out for you if you want to join go. Me on All American Wrestling.
Yeah, like brain's getting up that early in the yeah. morning to go over
course,
there.
Deal with that shit.
By the way, I want to... No, I just want to take this opportunity... Gorilla, to congratulate you and the phenomenal job that that you're doing here on Primetime Wrestling
you,
as his host.
Hey, the random.
What am I, lunch meat?
What about brain?
Now that you mentioned it.
No, I'm not. I'm the host of this show. The reason this what show has hit the has skyrocketed is because of yours truly here.
Oh, no, wait a minute, Bobby.
That's partially
no,
true.
It is. It's the reason it became better.
Yeah. I'm sure, Gene, no. that you didn't just wander by here to lay some flowers and cobwebs.
As a matter of fact, I've been sent on a mission of sorts.
Telegram?
Bobby Heenan. Oh. I'd like to have you address these financial figures.
I knew it. Oh, you owe money.
Haku, $15,000. Andre the Giant, $15,000.
Oh, the Slams.
Hillbilly wow, we're addressing
Jim, $15,000.
Hillbilly did it.
Hulk Hogan, two times, $30,000. And the Machines, a grand total
you owe some money, Bobby.
Of $45,000. That comes out to $120,000. You've stiffed these people.
What are you
them.
Talking about?
These are all guys that slammed.
These are people that have been slammed.
Big John Studd.
That have that slammed Big John Studd.
Let me see this piece of garbage here.
What do you mean? That's not garbage.
Garbage. That's not garbage.
Let's.
Let me see this piece of garbage here.
What do you mean? That's not garbage. That comes from a certified public account.
Garbage.
Certified public account.
I don't know anybody a dime now.
We're joining progress.
You don't come on
storylines on primetime, Quinn. I always like it.
The Macho Man Randy Savage demanded equal time because evidently he wanted to answer some of the statements, if you will, made by George the Animal Steele.
There were no statements.
Well,
no,
it
was only some grunting and words said, but mostly hallucination.
Well, it appears
George the Animal Steele's part.
It appears you can't quite hide Miss Elizabeth anywhere.
Ripping me, man. He's hallucinating, yeah.
You're ribbing me?
She's well hidden, yeah. Tied up at times, too, yeah.
She's at Macho Manor, remember?
Did you hear that he said tied up at times?
Oh, he's got her shoe.
Yeah. Controlled by the Macho Man, Randy Savage, and her continental...
It's Elizabeth's shoe.
Why?
Elizabeth's shoe.
Elizabeth's shoe.
Yeah, that's the way
Jennifer number two,
yeah.
Elizabeth's shoe.
Gorilla Monsoon. Who calls Macho
he's
Man
calling out Gorilla.
Savage, not so macho.
Well, he doesn't like
he's
that.
He's still pissed at that.
Times. What a rib. What a rib.
But we are just saying the wrestling terms.
But definitely. They're breaking the kayfabe.
The wrestlers in the WWF, too. George the Animal Steel, you cannot compare to the Macho Man Randy Savage. No, you can't. And I
don't think he can. I think Savage is better.
It's a fair matchup, though.
Why?
Again, Hulk Hogan.
Saw it at WrestleMania, too, though, Quinn. Yeah.
Just saying.
He did kick out of the elbow.
He did.
George Steele.
Yeah, George Steele's no joke.
Absolutely nothing.
People sleep on him.
Well, that's because he's furry and fluffy.
That's why they've been battling for like a year and a half or whatever right now.
Well, I'm not that long.
I know, it just feels like forever.
Yeah, it does feel like forever.
They just they can't one-up each other, George Steele and Macho Man.
Savage keeps not losing the title to him, though.
Yeah, but it also George Steele is getting like other kinds of wins.
Count outs and yeah. stuff, yeah. Where?
I'm reading the magazine.
Bobby,
we're on.
Bobby.
Oh, where's Gorilla? Where's Monsoon?
Is this the stuff for the next match? Well, somebody tell me what's going on here right now. He was here a minute ago.
Okay, what is this
music? We're going to join this interview with Macho. No, that's not it.
Oh, it's covering something. Yeah.
We're back, fans. And in fact,
of course, when we come back, brain's gone.
Well, they didn't put me out here. Not that I need you. But
that was a trick.
Four people here. Well, directors are yelling at me.
I have things to do. You want to take over? You want to be the host? Let's go back to this isn't even
the
right.
The genuine laughter from Gorilla just is so happy. By the way,
we will keep you apprised.
Is this the Kuwaiti version or something?
No stranger to fans anywhere in the world, especially here in Australia.
Kuwaiti, mean Gene?
Oh, it's Australia.
Captain Lou Albano.
That's why the other quote.
How the hell long did they tour Australia?
100 years.
What the fuck?
The Aussie people, who without a doubt are one of the finest blooded family people in the world today. And
is he
I know
putting on an accent right now?
Right down there in Aussie. Which
yes, because they're in Australia.
Now I'm going to introduce you to the world tag team champions for the World Wrestling Federation.
There they are.
You're all prisoners.
You're all mean Jin.
You're all mean Jin.
I fee some cheap last night.
A very vocal, a very verbal. Captain Lou
like on the side. The can you center this shit? It's upsetting.
The Dynamite Kid, and especially you, Davey Boy Smith. I understand
especially?
You enjoyed the last tour of Australia immensely.
That's right, Mean Gene.
Hello,
I know
Mean
you
Gene.
And all the people in Australia.
Oi.
They think that what? I've never been there, but I lived there 5 years, Gene.
What? I was there.
Dodgers all, New South Wales. I like to
I'm bizarre.
In New South Wales, I'm bizarre.
Nathan Fisher, my Uncle Paul.
Fish and chips, Uncle Paul.
I'm going to come down. To Australia. Me and
I didn't know he had an Uncle Paul.
Is he really your uncle?
Australia, who are the real world tag team champions.
That's great promo. Hope Dynamite talks too, because he's even better at talking.
Oh, where is your
dog? But I'm a Gene. Australia's good here.
I myself lived in Aussie, and as I traveled through the backwoods of Aussie, throwing my boomerang, baby, I'd like.
This is why people do not like Lou Albano in real life. Just obnoxious.
I love him. I don't care.
Everyone's laughing.
The more obnoxious, the better.
He is funny.
He's been in the outback a little too long here at the Wallaby. I don't know what's going on, but nonetheless, yes. Tag team champions of the world. Any chance that we're going to be seeing a title defense from the British Bulldogs here shortly?
British.
Yes, I believe so, Gene. We've signed a few contracts and there's a few top contenders, tag teams.
Sounds like Ozzy Osbourne in the 90s.
He's our manager also.
Not forget the idiots, the Hart Foundation. Well said. Too. And anyone who wants a championship match,
I was just moving it towards my mouth. It didn't, I don't know why it's so loud. When if I make like an adjustment, sometimes it just like gets it makes a noise.
Down, mate, tie me kangaroo down. Oh, tie me kangaroo down. Spot, tie me kangaroo down. Oh, why would I put the koala back?
Sleeves.
I don't know. I wonder if I'm going to get the line that he's got a headache tonight. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, gentlemen, I thank you very much.
Going to get the line that he has a headache. I guess looking forward.
Back where that's you right, live, where you resided.
It's funny.
And Dynamite Kid, the fans in Australia, I can assure you, are looking forward to seeing the
I don't think they're as good as Paul Roma and SD Jones, though, down here.
They are Australian tag team champions.
Seriously.
Remember Australian tag team rules? Was there a separate belt for that?
There should have been, Quinn, and Paul Roma should have all the belts.
Isn't it, like, not even different or something? Like,
I forget it. I honestly forget what the difference is.
It has the tag rope or something, but yeah, this one does too, so who cares?
Something weird like that. We're on challenge here. What?
Taking place on the St. Lawrence Seaway.
What's happening here?
Oh, if you want to see the Rougeaus and, like, Speedos, I think that happens later.
Excuse me. I never wanted to see that.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
I have a penis. Is this the Rougeaus are good or something?
Yeah, they're in Quebec. See? Montreal.
That looks like Greg Valentine.
That's Edouard Companchier or their dad, maybe.
Edouard Carpet?
It might be Ed Carpet.
Now, who's this with Raymond?
I don't know. There's Jacques and Raymond.
There's Jacques, but that other guy was with him.
I don't know. There is another Rougeaus
boys
brother.
Boys will be boys.
Bad boys, yeah. You ever heard this one? This
How
song?
Much trouble did Ray get into while they were filming this, do you think?
Ray?
Sorry, not Ray.
And bad boy. You know the song.
Yeah.
Probably Jacques.
Yeah. How close was he to getting arrested, would you say, on this trip?
He seems like the guy that gets spit on a lot.
Yeah.
Shoved in the lockers.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I'm driving the boat. Wow, that's great footage.
Footage.
So this is really what we're seeing.
I mean, Canada is very, very nice in the summer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not.
She seems like it'd be super fun to go on vacation there in the summer.
Would you go with Jacques Rougeaus, though?
No. I'd get in trouble.
Look at me. I am on this. Yeah. I am water skiing. It is fun. Look at my penis.
Yep.
It is big. Sorry.
It looks very much like Canada back there. Farms and prairies and shit.
The U.S. looks like that too.
Yeah, but
Michael.
I'm just saying it's not like Miami or something.
It's not Miami.
Why is Lord Hayes announcing?
Remember? First challenge taping only.
Oh, right. Yeah, baby.
The Fart Foundation.
Nope, there they are. Farts.
All right, I'll take it.
Farts and farts.
Farts and farts. No, I was good. Look how good I was.
You know, my sister didn't like when they said Fart Foundation.
I didn't like it.
It gave her flashbacks.
It was sad. You know what?
Jimmy Hart in his wrestling trunks, by the way.
Yeah, well, you got to be ready.
Yeah.
Tell you what. It's a good team. Who's this?
It's the Islanders.
Oh, shit.
Wow, this is going to be a good match.
Are they Hako and Toma? I think. Hako
and Toma! There you go.
Yeah.
Hako and Toma.
Hako and Toma.
Wow, the full names.
Good. Excuse me, individual. You hear, Gorilla?
What is it?
The rare.
Oh, one, two, unbelievable, sensational. Excuse me, individuals.
Whoops. He didn't hit the cough button there.
Nope.
I mean, he probably got caught off guard.
Yeah, he did. It happens. Hako and Toma. See, it's real.
Yeah, there you go. Hako, Toma. It's official, Joe.
Hey, Johnny V's on commentary. That's right.
This is why I don't blame Jesse when he starts mocking them for changing their names for like the millionth time.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he just got used to this Hako, Toma shit.
That's Toma.
Yeah. You told me it was Toma.
It's Toma, Jesse. What happens? Hey, Dick Kroll. All right, Dick Kroll making it the challenge. I'll take it. Hart's attacking. Who's going to win this?
Gwen? I don't know.
I don't either.
Did Dick Kroll get a haircut or something?
Yeah.
He looks freesh.
He got, yeah. Oh, shit. Haku thrown out of the ring. Hart Foundation now with Toma.
It's a very
back
fuzzy
elbows.
Footage.
Yeah. But, hey, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't this on? Aren't the challenges on Peacock? It doesn't matter. Nice body
I
slam
think on the
Hitman.
Top. I don't know how many of them, though.
Yeah. And here comes Jim Neidhart. Going to work here on
You know what the problem
Toma?
With putting that shit on Peacock is?
What? Nobody watches
like,
it?
No, it's not even that. It's that they didn't... The reason nobody watches it is because you kind of have to, like... The viewers kind of like, why don't they want to watch this if they have all the episodes of Challenge? Like then I'm just going to cut off somewhere.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you could watch years worth, right? How long do you need?
I'm just saying. I mean, if you're trying to say you're seriously like, I want to watch all the challenges for whatever reason, and then they like, oh, we only have like 3 months of it or something. Like, it's like, okay, well,
what kind of person would sit every week and watch every episode of the same show?
Who would do that
of wrestling? So Jim Neidhart in with Toma right now, but here comes the Hitman.
Toma.
Toma.
Okay, Jimmy Hart has something to say.
You know where you go, the people are talking about the Islanders. They say one of the greatest teams in professional wrestling today.
Wrestling.
Well, let me tell you what, you stick to this, baby, because you're going to see exactly what the Hart Foundation is going to do to these two clowns. You know, I hate pineapples, and I can't stand these guys. You know, look at them. They're so clumsy. They
Did
think
he just
so
say,
cute.
Even I like pineapples?
I
so
said, you know, I hate
so
pineapples.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you this, baby. Look what my men can do to them. You know, we can come at them from all ends of the ring, anywhere you want it, baby. Let me tell you something, guys.
He's aware
you're
of strategy, Jimmy Hart.
He gets it. Yeah.
You understand that? We're coming after you. There's going to be trouble in paradise.
Oh, tied to Hako, but no, Kroll didn't see
Got him. Trouble in paradise, Joe.
Trouble in paradise. Oh, big two forearms there by the anvil. Oh, shit.
Hako's like, don't fuck around with me.
I know. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Brett's still with the Tonga kit. I mean,
Hako
Toma.
Just got real scary. Like, are you seeing this?
Yeah, it's the real Hako.
Yeah.
Oh, boot up. Bret Hart versus Tonga kid, by the way, is an awesome match. Look at this.
You mean
everything's crisp.
Tomo?
Or whatever. Hako going to work on Anvil. Oh, Brett's like, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you
I mean,
guy?
Anvil's getting effed up. Look, the railing fell over.
Yeah, shit, it's going crazy.
Brett had to, like, stop Hako because he was, like, getting way too out of hand.
Holy shit, look at Toma.
Wow.
Leaping onto... Guardrail's going nuts.
Just double count out.
I want more.
I think we got a house shoe feud here.
That was some good stuff, man.
Yeah. This is going to be a hot feud.
I'll take it, Quinn. Even Johnny V's cogent.
These two teams do not like each other. Watch out for Bret Hart. There you go. Meanwhile, Jimmy Hart, that's why he wore his wrestling trunks. He might have to get in there and fight.
Seriously, it's tough.
Tough out here for a Jimmy Hart.
This is a rough situation. Hearts rammed into each other. Beautiful drop kick by Hako.
Islanders putting up
Beautiful
a fight here.
Yeah. They're clearing the ring of the Hart Foundation.
Wow. think this is the first resistance the Hart Foundation has met in quite some time.
They're getting their asses kicked by the Islanders. Holy shit.
They're going to have to prepare to fight these guys.
Yeah. Boo.
Disqualified?
He means counted out. Right? Right? It's Hayes. I mean, he doesn't even know what he's doing.
I think he just made that result up.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
I wasn't really looking. I just know Dick Kroll rang the bell.
He's eating ice cream or something.
Hako.
Hako.
I think they change it because it sounds dumb if you just say Hako.
Yeah, Hako.
Like, Haku sounds better.
And Hako was his name-o.
What if they change it from Toma to Tama? They're just easier to say. Toma. 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 Toma.
It's just confusing.
Toma. Toma. Toma.
This maneuver here on Jim the Anvil.
Beautiful.
Boom.
Doink. Yes.
He was going to say a flying something else, and he didn't know what to say.
Flying. Shit.
Why does that episode feel so short?
I don't know. It was an hour. The video was an hour.
Even the more effing action didn't go that long.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, because no prime time, or I'm sorry, no TNT.
Thank God. That's over with, folks.
That helped.
On Canon Plus, which came out Wednesday, Feesh and Cleeps, we got some clips of the last TNT, and it was zany.
Yeah, it also...
Bear came on stage.
I'm also glad it's over.
Oh, I'm so glad it's over, yeah.
We're in a new era.
This is definitely the weakest of the three episodes of this taping, right?
Yeah.
I would say. But, hey... Next week, fresh taping.
Freesh.
We got the Flower Pit versus the Piper's Pit.
Yeah.
Different
shows fighting each other.
Yeah. Probably more from the Honky Tonk Man, so you are warned.
Maybe he might wrestle.
And the Slickster has a big surprise, remember? So we'll see all about that. Mm. Guys, thank you so much for being with us here on the YouTubes or on the audio, whichever it is. Please subscribe if you're not and you liked what you heard. If you're still watching this, I'm assuming you liked it.
Right.
You know, that's just the assumption. And if you're listening or watching and you like what we do here and you want 82 to 85, the Canon Plus is including, you know, Mega Man McGee versus Bret Hart there.
It's a hot match.
Very hot. And
rare for no reason whatsoever.
It's decent.
That's basically, we just discussed that.
Yeah, we talk about the match.
Like, it shouldn't be rare.
Richard has some good insights on it. And obviously the pay-per-view reviews, if you want those, everything up to April 97, a couple of weeks, we'll get May 97 in your house. That's patreon.com/one week trial/ OVP podcast. If you could please consider trying a 1 week free trial. It would make Quinn. Look at that. Look at that happiness there. Thank you guys for being with us here. We hope you're good. And
yeah, we hope so.
As we say on the show here, please remember to keep your feet warm and your seltzer cold. Turn on Sinatra, start to cry, and drive defensively. This is Joe Murat and Michael Quinn wishing you the very best.
See ya.